For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarik. The Missouri Senate Tuesday passed a bill to cut Missouri's income tax. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill would cut the tax rate from 6% down to 5.5% and phase in a 25% tax deduction on business income earned by individuals. Also, the cuts would not take effect until 2017. Supporters say it would return taxpayer dollars to the people and help spur the economy. Democrat Paul Lavoda of Independence spoke against the bill.
The governor's been very clear that we need to protect our revenue and make sure that we're able to pay for the things like schools and roads and other things that we need.
In addition, the governor blasted the bill in a written statement this week, saying it would, quote, permanently undermine the state's ability to support K-12 schools and higher education. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The tax cut bill now goes to the Missouri House. Clergy and members of faith congregations throughout Missouri and parts of the United States have begun a movement calling for more awareness about moral issues in politics. And last night was the kickoff event for Columbia with the event A Call to Dignity. KBIA's Heather Adams has more on the story.
Debbie Jenkins has been a healthcare worker for 38 years, but last year she lost her job. Now she lives on $875, which she is told is too much to qualify for Medicaid. Faith Voices of Columbia is gathering to bring awareness and to fight against problems faced by people like Jenkins, problems they say present a moral issue. Reverend Molly House Gordon is a pastor at the Unitarian Universalist Church. She says after hearing stories of so many people in need, she knows she has to take a stand and help them.
The numbers may or may not be complex, but the morality is clear and simple.
Reverend Dr. William Barber started the movement More on Mondays in North Carolina. Last night, he used Bible verses such as Psalms 94 to motivate people to stand up for what they believe in. But, he says, the movement needs to have a vision.
The first role of a moral movement is to change the imagination of the people.
Local participants and clergy at the kickoff say they plan to continue supporting this national movement here in Columbia.
That's what we join here tonight to create.
Yes. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
The Missouri House has given first-round approval to its version of the gun control nullification bill, but not before softening the language a bit. The House version of the Second Amendment Preservation Act would still nullify any federal gun control law that would, quote, infringe on the people's right to keep and bear arms. But federal officers who try to enforce federal gun laws would only be liable to civil lawsuits instead of being guilty of a misdemeanor and running the risk of fines and jail time. It's sponsored by GOP House member Doug Funderburk of St. Charles County.
This body has a chance to push back against an ever-encroaching federal government that seems to know no limits to its egregious overreach of its undefined authorities.
Democrats called the bill a poor response to saving the lives of children, including those gunned down over a year ago in Newtown, Connecticut. The measure needs one more vote by the full House before moving to the Missouri Senate. The Senate version was passed in February, and unlike the House version, it would make it a crime for federal officers to enforce federal gun control laws within Missouri's borders. Missouri voters could get to decide whether to boost the constitutional protections available for their cell phones. Senators gave initial approval Tuesday to a measure that would expand Missouri's constitutional safeguards against unreasonable searches and seizures. A proposal that would appear on this year's ballot would add electronic communications and data to the search and seizure protections that currently apply to persons, papers, homes, and effects. The measure requires another Senate vote to go to the House. Sponsoring Senator Rob Schaff says the provision would update Missouri's 1945 Constitution to reflect technological changes. MU Healthcare's Patient Care Tower at University Hospital received national certification for its environmentally conscious features Monday. AJ Feather has more.
The Patient Care Tower expansion at University Hospital was finished in March of 2013. The 8-story, $190 million building earned the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design Gold Certification from the U.S. Green Building Council. Jeff Holscher, a hospital spokesperson, says the hospital is proud of the recognition.
We recently received the gold certification, which is one of the highest certifications, and so we're very proud of that achievement.
The tower features rooftop gardens which slow runoff during storms and act as insulation from heat in the summer. The building was also built with locally sourced materials, including limestone from St. Genevieve County and stones from old MU residence halls that were recut to make sunshades and walls in the Ellis Fischel Gala and Brown Family Healing Garden, a facility Holscher says helps patients' well-being.
Well, medical research has shown that the patients do benefit from a healing environment that not only provides the medical care that they need, but a connection to nature as well.
The inside of the facility includes 596 window panels to allow natural light and an energy management control system, which triggers lights and water fixtures automatically. Carlin Seville, communications manager at MU Campus Facilities, says this technology has been placed in buildings across MU.
Most of the buildings have at least some of the space has the motion sensors.
The tower expansion also includes 7-foot-tall windows affixed in each of the 90 private patient rooms in the tower, giving patients a view from their bed. AJ Feather, KBIA News.
Missouri senators have endorsed legislation intended to restore a tax exemption for exercise. A bill given initial approval Tuesday night seeks to prevent state sales taxes from being collected on dues paid to fitness centers, gymnastics and dance studios, and other similar places. Senators said the State Department of Revenue has been demanding large tax bills from some of those businesses, but lawmakers said they didn't intend for them to be taxed. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.